Blackstone Audio presents The Critic by Peter May. This book bears the following dedication. This book is dedicated to the memory of Tom Smythe. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. When you look into the abyss also looks into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Prologue. There is a smell among the vines, of grape juice and leaves and trodden earth, and something else. A black smell edged by the yellow of the harvest moon, which spills its light across the neat, manicured rows that march side by side across this gentle slope. A smell which has none of the sweetness of fruit at maturity. It is rotten, and carries the unmistakable stench of death. The air is warm, soft on the skin, and full of the sound of grapes dropping into plastic buckets. A gentle plop, plop. A rustle of leaves, the snipping of secateurs. Beams of light from flashlights on helmets crisscross in the dark, then pierce the sky as if searching for stars as heads lift for air. Annie is young, just 16. It is her first vendange, a night pick by hand to harvest the cool, white, Muzak grape for the vin mousseux. She knows nothing of how it is made, a secret stolen centuries before by a monk called Dom Pérignon, and made famous in another place on the far side of France. She is young and ripe like the grapes, ready for picking. And she knows...